Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Sabbath. Interesting morning. A doctor entered the hospital in a hurry after being called in for urgent surgery on a young boy. He answered the call immediately. He changed his clothes and went directly to the operating room. He found the boy's father pacing the hall, and the dad began shouting at him, "Why did you take all this time to come? Didn't you know my son's life's in danger?" Calmly, the doctor smiled and said, "I'm sorry. I wasn't in the hospital, and I came just as soon as I got the message. And now I wish you'd calm down so I could help your son." Calm down? What if it was your son in this room right now? Would you calm down if your son might lose his life, is about to die? The surgery took a few hours, after which the doctor went out happy. He said, "Thank God, your son is saved." And without waiting for the father's reply, he took off in a hurry. And as he went out the door, he said, "If you have any questions, talk to the nurse." "Why is he so arrogant? He just took off and couldn't wait a minute while I ask about my son," complained the father to the nurse. The nurse answered, with tears coming down her face, "His son died yesterday in an accident, and he was preparing for his son's funeral when we called him in to perform your son's surgery. And now that he has saved your son's life, he left to finish his son's funeral." The title of this sermonette is The Sin of Murmuring. The man in the story was clearly complaining and grumbling about nearly everything the doctor did, even though the doctor saved his son's life. The man never stopped to think what the doctor might be going through in his own life. And while the doctor himself held his composure, even though he had just lost his own son. The definition of murmuring is to grumble, to complain, to whine, to utter in sullen discontent. Sadly, many people are murmurers and complainers in the home, on the job, and in the church. They grumble, murmur, and complain. They tend to look more at the negative than the positive. Complaining is like bad breath. You notice it when it comes out of somebody else's mouth, but not your own. And some of us remember Debbie Downer of Saturday Night Live. She was always portrayed as very negative. No matter how upbeat the situation was, she would bring it down. And they made a comedy out of that. But nobody likes to be around someone who is constantly complaining and being negative. So rest assured, this ugly trait is just as noticeable in us when we display it as it is in others. We all complain at times in our lives, and there is a fine line between a legitimate complaint and what the Bible refers to as murmuring. Today I would like to briefly discuss 4 points of murmuring. Number one, God hears everything. God hears everything. A man came in from work and sat down to dinner with his family. He prayed and gave thanks to God and asked him to bless the meal. And then he proceeded to tell about his day. Well, his day was terrible. He hated his boss. He hated the people he worked with. And then he proceeded to complain about the meal. The meat was tough. The potatoes were runny. The biscuits were hard. And nearly everything about the meal. And his 8-year-old daughter spoke up and said, "Daddy, which did God hear? The prayer you gave of thanks or the things you just said?" So was the man sincere in giving God thanks, or was his attitude ungrateful and selfish? Was he grateful for his wife's efforts or the job God had given him? Even his young daughter was aware. Please turn to Matthew 12:36. Matthew 12:36. "But I say to you that for every idle word men shall speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment." Other verses clearly state God knows our thoughts and our intentions. So he surely knows everything we say. How easy is it for one person to affect everyone else with negativity? And remember, attitudes are contagious and God hears everything. Number two, we are commanded not to murmur or complain. We are commanded not to murmur. There is plenty to be said of murmuring or complaining in the Bible, enough that we can know God hates murmuring. And make no mistake, murmuring is sin. Please turn to Philippians 2:14. Philippians 2:14. Says, this is an important verse. Do all things without murmurings and disputing. This is in the King James Version. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. The New King James, I think, says, without complaining. The Israelites constantly murmured against Moses and God in spite of all the miracles they did. They did not trust God. They wanted things done the way they wanted them done and in the time frame they wanted them done, like many of us. Which leads to the third point. Number three, murmuring or complaining shows lack of faith. Murmuring or complaining shows lack of faith. Things may not always work out the way we think they should, just as with the Israelites. But we are commanded not to be afraid, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We must trust God and His Word. You don't have to turn there, but Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Also, lack of faith often leads to others to sin, as it did with the Israelites. And they did not obey God's laws. And therefore, sin is murder. Murmuring is sin because it shows a lack of faith. Please turn to Romans 14:23. Romans 14:23. The last part of this. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So therefore, murmuring is sin because it shows a lack of faith. Number four, murmuring can cost us our eternal lives. Our walk in this life as Christians is patterned by the Israelites' journey. The Israelites were freed from Egypt in slavery, a type of sin. Just as we are forgiven from our sins when we repent and accept Christ's sacrifice, we live as pilgrims on this earth and in this physical life, just as the Israelites we had to wander in the wilderness. We must obey His commandments, but not just in the letter and the spirit. We must live our lives and obey in faith, trusting God where He is leading us, though sometimes the path may be unsure as we see it. Murmuring led to their physical death in the wilderness and can also lead to our spiritual death. Please turn to 1 Corinthians 10:10. Another very important verse. They're all important. First Corinthians 10:10. It says, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. King James Version. Here is another direct command not to murmur or complain. And notice they were turned over to the destroyer for their destruction. Now please turn to Numbers 14:1. Numbers 14:1. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, if we had only died in the land of Egypt, or if we had died in this wilderness, why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better if we would return to Egypt? Now drop down to verse 27. And there it says, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. Says I to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. The carcasses of you who have complained against me shall fall in the wilderness, all of you who are numbered according to your entire number from 20 years old and above. So notice carefully the words, just as you have spoken in my hearing. So they spoke it into existence by being negative. And God brought it to pass what they spoke. We should be careful this doesn't happen to us. As this is the type of Christian's walk, notice they did not enter the promised land, which represents eternal life and God's kingdom. Why? Because of unbelief, lack of faith, and complaining, which led to other sins, commandment breaking. Why? So this is the attitude of complaining and murmuring. This is where it can lead, loss of salvation. We all know the verses about nagging, referring to a continual dropping of rain and so forth. And it's better for a man to dwell in the corner of a housetop than in a house with a contentious woman. These are funny verses, but they're very real. And this also applies to men as well as it did with Israel. Because remember, Israel was referred to as God's wife. Yet she complained, nagged, murmured against him constantly. She was not faithful. Did she trust her husband? We can see where this led. It led to discontentment. Then it led to rebellion. Then it led to sin. Israel then committed adultery against God with other gods over and over, failed to keep his commandments, and God later divorces his wife. Very serious. Notice it started with an attitude of murmuring, complaining. So now I'd like to show three ways to overcome murmuring. Number one, be thankful. Be thankful. Being thankful makes it hard to murmur or complain. Many times if people would only focus on what they have good in life to be thankful for, there would be little room for complaining. I recall Mr. Herbert Armstrong saying that ingratitude was one of the worst sins we could commit. And it is certainly a major failing in anyone claiming to be a Christian. If we don't learn to appreciate our blessings, God may take them from us and give them to someone else. Number two, learn to be content. Learn to be content. Discontentment causes murmuring. Christians are taught to be content with the things they have. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it's for sure we will take nothing out. And having food and clothing with these things, we shall be content. 1 Timothy 6:6. Christians are also taught to be content with the state they're in. Please turn to Philippians 4:11. I went over three scriptures, didn't I? Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am in to be content. So that's a good way to live our lives. Number three, have faith in God and those he appoints as leaders. We must have faith in God and his word in order to please God and to make it into his kingdom. And there's always chains of command. Notice the people complained against Moses and Aaron. They complained against God. So God's appointed leader, then they were complaining against God. If we lack faith, we should pray for it, Mark 9:24. So let's review 4 points of murmuring. Number one, God hears everything. Number two, he commands us not to murmur. Clear out the pages of the Bible. Murmuring shows lack of faith, and that becomes sin. And lack of faith in itself is sin. Murmuring can cost us our eternal lives. And three ways to overcome murmuring is to, number one, be thankful. Number two, learn to be content. And learn to have faith in God and pray for faith if you need it. In conclusion, brethren, it's much better sometimes to be silent and bear things quietly and think of the good in a person, thing, or situation. Murmuring is part of an attitude that Satan the devil uses to cause strife and division in homes, on the job, and in the church. We are commanded to put on the mind of Christ, and we can tell how we're doing by examining our attitude. Attitude is a reflection of the spirit that dwells in us. If that spirit of Christ dwells in us, then a Christ-like attitude will prevail. On the other hand, if the spirit that dwells in us is carnal, inspired by Satan the devil, then an evil, self-gratifying, complaining, lustful, rebellious attitude will prevail. There is a time to express one's point of view, but we must be careful not to be persistently complain. Brethren, let us not murmur. Rather, let us be content in life. Let us be happy and rejoice always in the Lord. Philippians 4:4. Let us be thankful for our blessings and be characterized by a spirit of gratitude. Let us follow the things which make for peace, and let all things be done for edifying. And let us do all things without complaining and disputing. Philippians 2:14. My brethren, count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, and we know that all things work together for them who love God and who are called according to His purpose. We as Christians must be very careful. It is extremely dangerous to murmur. Happy Sabbath.